This is the Everyday Health Hacker Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Herzing and Dr. Lisa Liao.
Welcome, everybody, to Everyday Health Hacker. This is Mike Herzing, Dr. Lisa Liao, Chief Medical Officer, right here at Meridian Health Institute, Sugar Land, Texas. Yes, we made it through the hurricane. Yes, we're doing great.
We made it through the hurricane.
Yes, it wasn't much.
Category ones are so much easier than Harvey or Category fours.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've been through them all.
I feel sorry for the folks in Louisiana. They keep getting hit.
I know.
But that's all
our
right.
Our prayers are with them all.
All right. Last week, Doc, we talked about vaccines.
Yes.
Hit a few nerves here. And
appreciate all the questions that came in. Thank you.
Some of the questions come up. And I want to mention a story. Both of my sons had COVID in the past. And they came down with something else, and you said it was probably the other variant. And they did some different type of medicine, some of the stuff that's a little controversial, but 36 mm-hmm. hours later, they were better. Hmm. But the part they had, yeah, imagine that, it worked. And so they did the controversial things, and it works. And but mainly it was a sinus thing, okay, coughing, upper respiratory, you know, and I was thinking it might have even been flu. Of course, you know, that's another thing. Every time somebody gets a cough, somebody sneezes, everybody jumps up and says, you've got COVID.
Yes.
And come on, guys. The flu is still around.
I will share with you that
cold and flu season?
No matter when they call, we're going to say, have you been COVID tested?
Right.
Because a lot of these mild symptoms are actually COVID, and they're different variants. One of our previous podcasts, we talked about the Delta variant really showing up more as a sinusitis. Oh, it's just seasonal allergies. And I'm like, that's not till October, and we are actually in August. So, you know, those are things where we look at, you know, is this COVID? Not every time it is. And we actually ask them to be tested for strep as well as flu, just in case it's something else. We've also seen a lot of RSV in our younger kids testing positive for RSV and COVID.
It may be
a cross-reactivity.
What is RSV?
RSV is another type of virus that we do symptomatic care for. So in other words, it might be an inhaler, a nebulizer therapy, very similar to what we do. It's upper respiratory.
Okay.
And children can get very sick with that and be, you know, they can be hospitalized. It's probably one of the most common hospitalizations prior to the age of two.
Well, you know, it's funny. My youngest son, Travis, started feeling run down. His wife is the same way. Just feeling overall pretty horrible. My oldest son just basically felt fine. He was great.
I hope they have a good doctor.
Yeah, they think they do. you got me all totally off track here. But either way, and you know, my Travis was sick. Josh felt fine, but he had a sinus infection kind of thing.
Right.
And 36 hours later, 24 to 36 hours later, they felt fine.
Yes.
And that is really cool. It does work, folks. So don't just think that you're stuck with feeling bad for 2 weeks, because you don't have to be.
You don't have to be. And that's the key. I always share with patients, you know, it might just be a sinusitis, but give us a call. Let us know. We're open 24/7. We have a hotline. Leave a message. We will get back to you very quickly. It goes out to four different people that are on call during this pandemic, which, you know, February would be 2 years of on call for 24/7. Yay, Meridian Health Institute.
Yeah, but you took a few days off last week, and she has her smile back.
We have a few days off to do a different project, and that project was very physically hard. So it's nice to be back. It's really nice to be back.
There you go.
Now, go ahead.
I have a question. I've got a question somebody sent in. We've heard about the flu turning into pneumonia.
Okay, correct.
Then you get sick, and it's especially if you're really older and in tough shape, that could be a bad thing.
That's what can be deadly.
Yeah, very. It happened to my dad, okay? But he was in his 80s. Mm-hmm. So we hear that. Now, can COVID turn into pneumonia?
So usually people will die of the secondary infection, which they have COVID first, then it turns into pneumonia. So the key is early treatment. If you can get early therapy, treatment, whatever you want to call it, there are different types of therapies that are out there. A lot of people have been asking for prophylactic therapy, and if you're my patient, you know my objectives, my concerns, and my thoughts about those. And
explain to folks what that is.
So what that is prophylactic therapy is people are taking ivermectin or Plaquenil prior to any type of infection. We don't have enough studies to really know what if that works or what that does, because these patients are also very vigilant in protecting themselves. And I always share with everyone, you know, protect yourself. And let's do minimal amount of any type of medication. However, should you come down with COVID and you have a positive test, then we will use a combination of an eye mask therapy protocol. and also a Meridian protocol that we have been doing since February of last of 2020.
It works.
And it works. And the other part of that is that, you know, as an international practice, we have been very fortunate to talk to colleagues and what's going on in different parts of the world. And that's how all of these protocols came about. Dr. Verone recently went on national news, who is a very famous critical care pulmonologist here in Houston that has been using ivermectin, not just on a few hundred, but thousands of patients. And so it was wonderful to have him come out and share what we've been doing. Whether there's controversy or not, you know, there are going to be people that choose to take it, and then there's going to be people that choose to suffer. I encourage you not to suffer. There is options that are out there for you. You have to remember, when this all started, they told you not to even take Advil. And we're sharing with you, you take Advil, we give you steroids, we actually give you inhalers so that you can breathe better, in addition to ivermectin therapy. Now, let's talk about a little bit of the craziness with ivermectin therapy. There are people that are going on Google. Okay, I'm not going to say Google. Let's just say internet. I didn't say Google. I'm going to just say the internet. They go on the internet and they find something from veterinary medicine. Veterinary medicine is not for you. We are Homo sapiens. We are humans. We are a different creature than our furry children.
Although some of us do eat grass.
Okay.
They're vegetarians and stuff like that, so we won't go there.
And that's okay. Vegetarians, that's a good diet.
And I can sleep standing up sometimes.
It's good for you. And there are, we've had quite a few patients that tried horse paste that was ivermectin. Yeah. One of them actually came with a swollen tongue. That is not what I want you to do. I want you to actually call the doctors that are open to doing this therapy if that is for you. So you have to make that personal decision of who you're partnering with and what you want your future to be. And then there's another forms of different vitamins that we also recommend. And if you look at COVID Part 2, which we did a few weeks ago, that has the list of all the therapies that we are doing here at Meridian. And many of the doctors that we've trained are also doing it, as well as doctors around the world.
You just got to be open. You know, like I was exposed to my sons. I did quarantine for 10 days, yes, and things like that. I got a test.
So if you were missing us for a week, that's what was doing.
That was how I was doing. But the whole point is, I didn't get sick. My wife didn't get sick. But we hammered with supplements and things like that. I boosted my immune system.
That's right.
That's what I worked on no matter what. I said, I'm going to, you know, and so it fought it off.
And you have incredible clarity when you have boosted your immune system. And when you have clarity, you have more energy to do the things that you love.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it really is. It is.
It's called feeling good.
It's feeling good. And I want everybody to feel good all the time. That's what joy is all about.
But, you know, the fact is, all this medical people, you know, you've got a group of doctors that you hang with, you know, you talk to all the time, you brainstorm with.
Yes.
And you know, how do you guys keep up with all these different all this stuff coming on? It's like, hey, guess what? Guess what I heard about today?
Great question, because, you know, we actually have several different wonderful things that we utilize on LinkedIn to message. We also have text messaging between all of us, and some of us it's WhatsApp. So we do that in order to follow the latest, greatest. And then we also have a lot of friends that are in research in immunology, infectious disease. So we're seeing what they're seeing at the very, very beginning. And you remember, I said at the very beginning, you know, it's not going to just be, you know, a Delta variant. We're going to go through the whole Greek alphabet. And we already have Mu and Lambda that have been, you know, discussed here in Houston. So that's going to keep going through. The key is that we just got to take care of each other. And what you can do for you is just choose to eat well. Make better decisions. I mean, you have to live a little bit. And if you want an ice cream sundae, it's okay. That's called living and loving. You know, food is also very addictive. I love a hot fudge sundae. And I treat myself to that every now and then. However, I only do that when I have been following the anti-inflammatory plan. Because when I'm doing the anti-inflammatory plan, I have the energy that I need to take care of everyone. Which, going back to your question, we wake up at 4:30 in the morning. And from 4:30 to 6:30, we're going through publications and also discussions in our mastermind groups to go through what has changed, what's working, the stories of different patient care, and some of the, unfortunately, the tragedies that people have gone through. So, you know, we want to be able to keep doing the art of medicine, which is taking care of you, our families, and our community.
networking.
That's works right.
For you guys. I mean, networking
works.
Guess what? This works. And you may find out it's in another part of the country or another country, and it works. And
if people are on my LinkedIn, that's where I'll put the studies, because that's more of what people are looking for, the latest information. So just recently we did a Nature, it's out of the Nature Journal, which really explains the current treatments and therapies, as well as the different variants. So take a look at our LinkedIn, Dr. Lisa Leal.
Perfect. All right, you know, there's a special place in heaven for you guys. You know?
Oh, you're so sweet.
I mean, it's really, I mean, it's you guys have done great, and you work so hard. I know you signed up for it. You always tell
we
me.
We do. We signed
I
up for
signed
this.
Up for this. And, we you know, signed I'm up not going to whine when you call me at midnight or 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 o'clock in the morning. It's okay.
She may whine a little, but not much. You'll never know it. But folks, either way, it's been great.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you for being with us today, because we always have fun here at Meridian Health Institute. Yep. You know, joy is a choice. So don't let anyone steal your joy. Take your vitamins, take your supplements, and eat right. And, you know, if you're having some headaches, not feeling good, your shoulders a little crunched, come and see us and let's see what we can do for you, because we can change your life with a 4-minute scan, which will be coming soon.
Awesome. Let's talk about that. All right, folks, if anytime you have a topic or anything you want to talk about, any kind of questions, info@everydayhealthhacker.com or health hackers, either way, we'll both get it. And on behalf of Dr. Lisa Leal, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, Adriana, everybody, they're right there, our producer Jack McCraw and myself, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, watching, listening, the whole bit on the podcast. Please subscribe. We really appreciate it. And look for us on social media, the website, everydayhealthhacker.com, all over the place. She is everywhere. Dr. Lisa Leal.
Come and visit Dr. Denali. She would love to say hello.
Love to say hello. All right, folks, have a great week.